Hey, you have a newsletter, don't you? Or you're in sales. Or maybe you just want to impress the boss. This is what you do. Get Constant Contact for all of your email marketing. They make it easy. They make you look like a genius. Well, you're already a genius, but nobody knows it yet. That's why you need to get Constant Contact and enjoy their variety of tools and services to take your marketing beyond the inbox. You're collecting all these email addresses. Now what are you going to do, pal? Get the tools to engage and grow your email marketing list. Capture your contacts wherever they are and engage them at key times of the year. You know, when you're selling stuff or when you want them to know things about your business. Plus, you can do all of this from Constant Contact's all-in-one mobile app. Think of the possibilities. Contact management on your phone. Try their email for free right now. Simply visit the sponsor page of philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Constant Contact button. Get started. Constant Contact. It's time to see what the movie companies have in store for you at your local Cineplex. Joining us now is a man who has absolutely no secrets, KMIR-TV Palm Springs movie reviewer, Manny the Movie Guy.
That's right, Mr. Phil. I'm an open book.
That's right. We know this to be true. And the reference to secrets is the big movie that's out, probably the biggest movie of the summer. Until the next one comes out, The Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah, you know what? I can guarantee you almost that this will finally unseat Finding Dory from the top place.
Wow.
Hollywood insiders are predicting that this film will make probably about $70 to $80 million in one weekend. And it's not even a special holiday weekend.
No, it isn't. So that's a lot of money, and that means it's going to keep going and going, and it's going to make $500 million.
$500 million. That's right. But you know what, though? And it's good because the movie is actually splendidly well done. The whole premise is, have you ever wondered what your pets do when you leave home each day?
I have an idea. Yeah.
Well, according to The Secret Life of Pets, they can get quite busy. This is, of course, from the masterminds behind the Despicable Me movies, Minions, Illumination Entertainment, and Universal Pictures. The story is quite simple, but it's all over the place, like the manic energy of some of the pets shown in the film, yet it works well. Our main guy here is Max. He's a fun-loving Jack Russell Terrier, voiced by comedian Louis C.K., but his world is about to be turned upside down with the arrival of Duke, a slobbering stray voiced by Eric Stone Street. All the voice cast, by the way, is amazing, but my favorite is Kevin Hart.
No.
He is Snowball. He's the cute yet mysterious Snowball. It's a cute bunny, and he may be hiding something behind that cuteness. His antagonistic motivations will pierce right through your heart. I enjoy this film. Both young and old and furry will enjoy this film as well. It's a little predictable at the end. You kind of know what's going to happen, but still it's a nice diversion for the entire family.
It looks like a lot of fun. And
yes.
And so does Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, if you're into that kind of fun.
Well, yeah, and you know what? 20th Century Fox, I have a feeling that they use that word wedding just to, you know, attract those who are still slobbering for more Wedding Crashers movie. But this one is, believe it or not, this one is based on a Craigslist story. It became a viral meme about two brothers who went online to find wedding dates. They're named Mike and Dave too, and this may be the first movie based on a meme.
Wow, that's groundbreaking, isn't it? Even for Hollywood.
Even for Hollywood, and even for a little lukewarm comedy. I enjoyed the film, though, just a little bit, and it's because of the cast. You know, the main premise is Mike is Adam Devine, and Dave is Zac Efron. They're the Stangle brothers. They're quite idiotic and ruin every family event. Their sister is about to get married, so their parents demand find dates for the wedding or don't come at all. So what do the brothers do, of course? Go to the Wendy Williams show and ask for dates. And of course, they attract, it's kind of cute, they attract two bad girls, namely Aubrey Plaza, who played Tatiana, and Anna Kendrick, who plays Alice. They're both bad girls who can barely keep their job at Hooters, but they want to go to the Big Island because the wedding is set in Hawaii. So they pass themselves off as good girls. Tatiana is a school teacher, and Alice is now a hedge fund manager. And from that point on, you probably can predict what's going to happen next. But it's raunchy. And this is from the writers of Neighbors, by the way, the Neighbors movie, another Zac Efron, Seth Rogen film. And just like those movies, there's a pattern here. Misfits with a heart. And that's exactly what you'll get. For all the raunchy comedy, you'll get a feel-good ending, but it still somehow kind of rings false. Although I'm not, you can still watch the film, maybe watch it in matinee or wait for it on DVD.
Yeah, put it on your queue and you'll see it in a couple of years. Like I
you'll,
do.
You'll get it in a couple of months.
And sometimes I watch on demand, Manny. Is there anything worth looking at in that respect?
Very good. You're right. I am kind of happy about this, by the way, that it's on demand. It's a big movie. It's Stephen King's it's a new Stephen King adaptation called Cell. But I'm not too happy with the movie, though.
Oh, well, wait, how do you spell it so I can learn to avoid it? C-E-L-L?
Yeah, cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's the premise. It's one of Stephen King's most violent books. It's now a big screen and on-demand event, but this movie lacks a necessary bite for it to work. Here's a quick premise. John Cusack is Clay. He's at the Boston airport. He witnesses chaotic mayhem when an electronic signal turns hundreds of cell phone users into rabid killers. Our phones are turning us into zombies, Mr. Phil. Now, Clay must make sure, in order for him to make sure that his estranged wife and kid are safe, he teams up with Samuel L. Jackson. Of course, he's Thomas, the train driver, and they must fight a bunch of deadly phoners, as they're called. The zombies are called phoners.
I think my six-year-old nephew has a Thomas the Train Driver
right,
toy
exactly,
at home.
Right, exactly, yeah. Right? I'm sure he doesn't look like Samuel L. Jackson, though, or talks like Samuel L. Jackson.
Neither do I, or else I'd be rich in voiceover money.
And you know what, though, Mr. Phil? I really, really, I love Stephen King. I love him. You know, he's the most prolific American writer, American author now, you know. But the problem is he co-wrote the script, and it was lackluster, you know. The best part about Stephen King books are, you know, they're rich in character development. This one, he boils it down to just, you know, footnotes of the book itself. I mean, I don't blame him. You know, it's 500-page book, and you know, you boil it down to about a couple of hours. But still,
on demand, crank it out and make some money.
Right, or he should have just left the adaptation, you know, to somebody else.
Oh boy, that's too bad.
So my pick of the week is The Secret Life of Pets.
Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to visit MannyTheMovieGuy.com once again and see all the wonderful videos there. And I'm sure you're out in Hollywood meeting all kinds of people, I'm sure.
Doing Ghostbusters and Lights Out and a new animated film called Kubo and the Two Strings. I can't wait for that.
Okay. Can't wait to hear from you again next time, Manny. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Phil. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye.
All right, so in a moment, we are going to have yet another reason why we will be continually terrified about alligators.
Yes, we will.
As if they were not terrifying enough already. And some of the habits that you have reveal a lot about you. We'll learn about those as well. But one last time, I don't know if I'm beating you on the head with a stick on this, but your house is so hot. It's the middle of summer. It's hot. It's sweaty. And somebody's got to clean up that mess eventually, you know? You're dropping a pound a day.
I wish.
No, just being inside your house. It's so hot. It's just a big sweat box. You need Heat and Cool, America's number one distributor online. Online distributor of heating and air conditioning products. You go to their website and you find out why they are Inc. Magazine's fastest growing private company in America. They specialize in bringing you the best, most efficient air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems in the world at the best prices possible. And their prices are already great. They're even better when you listen to my voice. You're going to get a big discount, and they give you a hassle-free 365-day return on all purchases. Here's how it works. You just sit down at your computer, you type in the answers to their questions, and they figure out for you the various options that you have in terms of the type of system that you need. You know, the tonnage, or I don't know, what do I know? But they figure out the right system, so you don't have to worry about it. And if you're nervous about it, hire a technician who installs those things and plop him down at your computer and have him fill out the answers. It's easy. You don't have to hire some big company that sells the product and installs it, and then they say, well, do you want a 500-year warranty on that? It's only an extra $3,000 a year. Well, sure, I'll take that if it'll get you out of my house. No, in this case, you've got full control. And they'll beat anybody else's price by 3%. Some restrictions apply. Click on the Heat and Cool button on our sponsors page, and you'll get a huge discount. All right? Heat and Cool. Are you convinced now? Thank you. Thank you very much. New study says men are more likely to remember what a woman says if she's got a great body. They say it's because of a biological instinct to get as much info about an attractive woman as possible to decide whether to mate with her.
Oh.
So, see?
All about sex.
Ladies, you come out of the womb civilized. We men have to fight our instinctual urges to be civilized. Otherwise, we'd all be in jail.
No.
You know? It's all about what you said, Brooke. And we have a lot of habits that reveal things about us, don't we?
Yeah.
Like listening or not listening. Selective listening. But that's not on the list, is it?
Not this list. I'm sure it's on some list.
Yep. What do you
but
have?
I do have a couple here. I'll go over some of the highlighted ones I have here. It says your shopping habits may reveal your preference for detail. And this is classic for me because I am the worst shopper. I am the person standing in front of the skincare creams in CVS for like 45 minutes reading every single label.
Just get out of the way. I know what I'm buying. Let me just get in there, please.
You're the other person. I am the explanation fiend and you are the explanation foe.
Yeah.
And so what that means is I measure on cognitive reflection, meaning they analyze information to death and prefer lots of detail. Whereas you mean you don't do anything well with any detail and need less detail and more general information.
I have a list. Let me go in and grab them and buy them and go home.
See, good for you. That would save me so many hours in my lifetime.
Yeah, but it just means I'm a simpleton. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. There's a lot of positive to be said for not needing so much detail and, you know, freaking out over every last thing.
Get her done.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
So how you hang your toilet paper may reveal how assertive you are.
It's come to this, has it?
Are you an over or under?
I'm an over. My wife is an under.
Oh, you're kidding.
And luckily we have more than one bathroom, so we can share.
She's an under?
The overs and unders.
I don't know any.
Who is an under?
I've never met an under.
Well, you're piling on now.
Well, I mean, I've met Remy. I would never have suspected an under.
What does it mean about her?
Well, it says that, it says that over people tend to be more dominant and under people are more submissive.
Well, that's too easy. It's the on top, on the bottom thing. That's too easy.
Or maybe that's like yin and yang, you guys. That's why you guys fit so well together.
But when you go in a hotel and they fold that cute little triangle on the toilet paper, it's on the over part, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Because the triangle doesn't really show if it's on the under. That's what I go with.
I would love to hear her explanation for why her under is better.
She says it's easier to control the amount of sheets that she pulls off. Yeah.
Is that true?
It's not for me.
We'll have to do an experiment.
Right. Everybody drop trowel, get on the toilet, and let's see how it works.
Right. I'll just cover one more. Your eating habits may reveal how you approach life.
Oh.
That's a biggie.
Uh-oh.
So slow eaters generally like to be in control and know how to appreciate life.
Yeah.
Fast eaters tend to be ambitious, goal-oriented, and open to new experiences, but often impatient.
I'm usually done eating before anybody else sits down.
Yeah.
Are you ambitious, goal-oriented, open to new experience, and impatient?
Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Come on.
Adventurous
eaters. Come on. Let's go.
See, like the drugstore. Got to get in, get out. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
All right. We've heard a lot of stories about, Brooke, about people getting attacked and eaten by alligators lately.
Oh, yeah.
They're just scary monsters. They're
they
like throwbacks
scary.
From the dinosaur days, aren't they?
They are. They're just like ugly big lizards to me.
And Kelly, you have an update on alligators.
Well, yeah.
And how they're trying to torment us.
They are. Did you ever think that you'd ever see an alligator climb a tree?
No, they don't climb trees. They like staying on the soil and going
in
the water.
I'm sorry, but apparently there's a guy in Cape Coral, Florida.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Who took a picture of an alligator up on a tree.
That's got to be a Photoshop.
He actually took it in to the Florida Fish and Wildlife officials, and they agreed that it appears to depict an alligator. due to the position of the reptile's body and the size of its body in relation to the head. And they said that it was in the tree. And now there's even a lady in Fort Myers at the Nature Center. She said that alligators are better climbers than many people think.
What?
Legs are too short to climb a tree.
He said they're more agile than people give them credit for.
No.
I give them credit for terrorizing humans.
Yep.
Stop
so it's what they're saying. Their climbing skills.
Hmm.
You know, this guy even has a video of this 8-foot alligator scaling a chain link fence.
Impossible.
Well, I want to see that.
No, so, I don't want to get anywhere near an alligator.
It was in Fort Myers.
Right?
So, yeah. So just watch the trees when you go down to Florida as well. They might be up in the trees, too.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what I have left here. This is the bottom of the stack, guys, but it actually is never bad. The bottom is always nice. You know, it's like when you cook rice and you got the crispy part at the bottom of the rice. You know,
I like that crunchy part.
That stuff's good, isn't it?
Yeah. The burnt stuff.
A guy in a Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights t-shirt was arrested for speeding.
Ooh.
An idiot tries to steal a boat but forgets to untie it from the dock.
That has to be alcohol related.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen this video. It's easy to find online. It's a video of some kids in Rhode Island freaked out because their swing set is haunted.
Oh, it was the public swing set.
Yeah.
They went to the park. I saw that.
And the dad's freaking out, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the kids wanted to go play, and he said, no, you can't.
It's a haunted swing set.
Do we have the video? I want to see it.
I saw the video. It was crazy.
When buying lotion, Nivea should be your new favorite product.
Why?
Their new brand, because they came up with a remote control plane that looks like a seagull. It flies around at the beach and it poops sunscreen on little kids.
Oh.
So their hair is well covered.
Yeah. And I'll leave you with a feel good story. There's a photo going around of three kids in San Antonio using the back of a pickup truck as a swimming pool.
Oh.
And since people were making fun of them, one guy bought them a real kiddie pool and started a GoFundMe page and is planning to give away 250 more pools this summer.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. I think the truck thing is ingenious.
Yeah, I saw that one time.
Look at those kids in the back of the truck.
Yeah, well, I saw one time, but they weren't kids. They're a bunch of women and tequila.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to go where you're going. Hey, we love your comments. Click contact at Phil Hewlett and Friends. We're on Twitter at Faf Show. We're on Facebook. And thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, who's here, and our production assistant, Ryan Hayden, who promises he'll be here someday soon. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Brooke and for Kelly, I'm Phil. Can't wait to talk to you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.